a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The vaccines, hope on the horizon.
When will life get back to normal following the pandemic? Around half of all Utahns think it will be at least a year, but our governor is more optimistic.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, the Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll says 27% of Utahns think we are 1 year away from normal, and 20% think it'll take several years. But others are much more optimistic. 21% say the state should return to normal by the fall, in their view. The governor says it's going to be sooner. He thinks the 4th of July will be great. He tweeted last night he's baffled by the pessimism from Washington, D.C. The data is positive. Cases are going down. Vaccinations going up. In fact, he just tweeted about the Johnson & Johnson news. And Spencer Cox says Utahns should be celebrating maskless in large groups by the 4th of July. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. could have enough vaccine to be fully covered by summer thanks to a new ramp-up in production. ABC's Megan Teverizian continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon.
Vaccine makers say they're on track to deliver 600 million doses by July. Pfizer ramping up production, and Moderna now expecting to double its shipments by April.
The FDA has just released data on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine ahead of their review later this week. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on CNN just moments ago saying he's going over the data. He also says people need to know this appears to be a good vaccine, even if it doesn't have the same effective rate as the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
What I would tell you is that the Moderna and Pfizer trials were conducted earlier in this pandemic when there weren't when there wasn't as much virus that was actually being transmitted overall, and there weren't as many of these variants that were being transmitted. So in some ways, it was like a less severe disease overall at that point. And I think the real apples-to-apples comparison would be to say, okay, we're going to take the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, and if it had been trialed at the exact same time in the exact same locations as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, how would it have held up then? The answer may be very similar. They both do a very good job at, I think, accomplishing what most people want out of the vaccine, preventing them from getting severe illness.
We'll continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as more information is released.
President Biden says his administration is going to send millions of face masks to people around the country very shortly. He made the comments during a virtual roundtable discussion yesterday with essential workers, but he did not give any details, including cost, timing, and the type of masks to be shipped. President Biden has asked everyone to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his term, and he required mask wearing in federal buildings.
Security officials told lawmakers in Washington, D.C. that bad intel contributed to the Capitol breach on January 6th.
According to a statement from the FBI, a warning was sent to Capitol Police officers on January 5th, warning of right-wing extremists preparing to, quote, fight a war. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, who resigned 2 days after the riot, telling Congress he didn't see that warning until this week and that it was sent in an email.
If we have information that's coming in the day before a major event that has that level of specificity, that it could get a little more attention than, you know, just being handled either through an email or electronic format.
Three officers in charge of protecting the Capitol pointing fingers at the FBI and other agencies, telling Congress they were never warned about the waves of insurrectionists who came to unleash violence in the name of Donald Trump.
ABC's Ike Ajichi in Washington.
A woman was killed in a snowmobiling crash near Brian Head. It's unclear what caused the crash. An off-duty officer visiting with visiting Los Angeles helped administer CPR, but the woman died on the scene. Two other snowmobilers were hurt.
A Texas woman is suing her power company over last week's winter storm blackout. In the $1 billion class action suit, former customer turned lead plaintiff Lisa Corey accuses Houston-based Greedy Energy of price gouging during the surge in demand for electricity. She says her bill shot up to $9,000 during the crisis.
The short periods of time when I had power, I was too afraid to turn my heat on because, you know, I saw my light bill jumping.
Several board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned amid a separate class action suit.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Let's get back over to Andy.
Traffic on I-15 has been good so far. We go further north and then it changes. We've got snow coming down on the roadways and a crash even on I-15 between Perry and Brigham City. But again, it's weather that's the factor for the slowdowns as much as anything else. Going into Parley's Canyon, though, no issues. And Utah County looks decent so far, freeways and city streets for the most part. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time now, 7:06.
The Salt Lake City School District has selected the first-ever black educator to lead a Utah school district. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City Board of Education voted unanimously last night to select Timothy Gadsden III as the district's top administrator. He will be extended a two-year contract and then will likely start in July.
I really don't want to announce any big changes that I will bring because I think that devalues people and the work that's already taken place.
Gadsden III was most recently associate superintendent of high schools with Anoka-Hennepin Schools in Anoka, Minnesota. Later asked why the Salt Lake superintendency position grabbed his interest, he said he's aspired to lead a diverse urban school district. Right now, ethnic minorities make up more than half of the Salt Lake District's student population. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Today is the first public meeting in the search for a new University of Utah president. There will be three virtual public meetings with the University of Utah Presidential Search Committee. The committee hopes to get input from the university's community and the general public as they search for that new president.
The Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network that will cover the whole city to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city. Details from KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The district is putting up its own towers and configuring its tablets and laptops to work with the LTE wireless system. Jer Bates with the Ogden District says that means students will have the same secure access they would if they were in a regular classroom.
So they get the access to all the, you know, quote-unquote good internet, and the bad internet gets blocked out with high-speed free access.
It's not quite free. The total price tag is about $500,000. The first tower should be up and running in about 60 days. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Police say a 9-year-old girl in Holiday got a used phone from her family and was solicited through Facebook by a 29-year-old West Jordan man. The old phone to someone else's Facebook account. It was linked to someone else's Facebook account, and the girl got sexual messages and pictures through Facebook Messenger from the man. Charges state the girl told him she was only 9, but he still sent her the messages.
There are new details in the apparent abduction and killing of a Kearns woman. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams reports Nicole Romero was apparently kidnapped and murdered because of what she knew about two men.
Orlando Tovar and Jorge Rafael Medina Reyes have been charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, and obstructing justice. Well, court documents say that detectives figured out the men's real identities through social media and cell phone data. The documents also say investigators were able to find a gun inside of Tovar's home that the caliber matched that of the gun used in the alleged crime.
Witnesses say Nicole's body was taken away by a third man. Her body has not been found.
Several tech company representatives say a breach of corporate and government network computers was so sophisticated and labor-intensive, a nation had to be behind it. A congressional hearing on the months-long breach described a hack of breathtaking precision and say the evidence points to Russia. The White House says punitive measures against Russia will occur in weeks.
President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held their first meeting virtually.
Today, we agreed to reestablish the Cross-Border Crime Forum and work together to modernize our approach to community safety and to do all the most we can do more to take on racism and discrimination in both our systems.
The two world leaders spoke about working as neighbors on the pandemic, the economy, and climate change.
7:09, let's get a look at Triple Team traffic here in the 7 o'clock report. And Andy, tell me where that snow is.
It's way up north. It's around Brigham City and coming south through Willard. That's where I-15 has actually been affected so far this morning. It hasn't reached North Ogden yet. By the time you get into that part of Weber County, you'll be on dry road conditions for now. We'll see if the storm keeps moving that way. And then you've got the full speed limit all the rest of the way through Davis County, south down into downtown. Minimum travel times coming from the north once you get to Ogden and work your way south. Aubrey?
Well, right now, if you're traveling in Salt Lake County, on I-15, it's looking pretty good right now, all the way from Draper into downtown. 215's east and west side belt both looking really good as well. Eric?
I-15, no problems from Provo to Thanksgiving Point. The northbound drive is a good one. And if you're on Saratoga Springs, you're starting to see a little bit of extra congestion on Pioneer Crossing from Saratoga Road over towards the freeway. But no major problems there or Lehigh's Main Street or 2100 North if you're heading to I-15 on any of those. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Day starts off around 27 degrees at 7 a.m., but we get to some cloud cover at noon, 35 degrees. Scattered snow showers, a possibility at 4. Temperatures up to about 38. Back down to 30 degrees at 7 p.m. It's the hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 28 degrees.
Some parents in Roy want a policy on when, if ever, an educator should read the N-word in a book to students. We'll have more on that story in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
We're expecting a court appearance later today for Bruce Springsteen.
The Boss is set to face the music before a judge. The singer has a court date today on video over a DWI charge stemming from a November arrest. It happened after an officer saw Springsteen allegedly take a drink and then operate his motorcycle in a federal park in his native New Jersey. Springsteen's blood alcohol level reported at a .02. Well below the state's legal limit. Still, Springsteen's arrest led Jeep to pull its Super Bowl ad featuring the iconic crooner. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
There could be some good news for Utah teens as they move toward the end of the school year. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
In the words of Kevin Bacon, let's dance! Unlike last year, prom is apparently back on. Tom Hidako with Utah Health Department says dances and other extracurricular activities are rites of passage type events, especially for high school seniors.
We wanted to make sure that we were paying attention to that and providing kids with an opportunity to participate in those types of events, but also ensuring that they were going to be safe.
In order to do that, every participant must get a negative COVID-19 test within 48 hours before the event. This type of program is being referred to as Test to Play. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A sheep was found and rescued in the forest near Victoria, Australia. He really needed a haircut. The sheep named Barak was sheared, and the wool, just the wool that was full of twigs and insects, weighed 78 pounds. The animal is now living in an animal sanctuary.
Okay. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Utah Jazz great Thurl Bailey got recognized by the Utah legislature. I was so glad to see this. They honored his service to the community with a citation in his honor. Lawmakers say Bailey has impacted countless Utahns beyond his time on the basketball court with his contributions to various causes.
Big T's a good man. Teeth are getting more expensive. I'm glad my kids are grown at this point. A poll from Delta Dental found that the Tooth Fairy, what did you get paid when you were a kid?
A quarter?
Yeah, 25 cents. It's now $4.70 per tooth. That's inflation. The average price does vary across different regions, however.
People are making fun of the new USPS mail truck. The new design has a low engine compartment, a very high windshield, backup cameras, and blind spot detectors. People on Twitter say it looks like something out of a Pixar film, especially if you add eyes on the windshield. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but your postman is just thrilled. It finally comes with air conditioning summer months.
Oh, good.
Dave and Eugenovic.
The governor sees a return to normal by July 4th. Is this normal or normal light? The Utah Department of Health joins us to see if the return to normal is classic normal or normal zero calories today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new poll shows some pessimism, and Utah's not sure when we can return to normal. But Utah Governor Spencer Cox says it's going to be here sooner than you think. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network. The idea is to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city.
Third, another quick look at that drive-in this morning. Here's Andy.
Got a crash over at 3600 West and 2400 South on the west side of Salt Lake County. Been seeing some snowy conditions on I-15 between Brigham City and Willard. Now kind of down towards the North Ogden stretch of I-15, but then it dries out south of that. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of cloud setting and a few afternoon snow showers. 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
27 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tiger Woods is awake. He is recovering following the car crash that severely injured his right leg. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Los Angeles on his surgery and his condition and what comes next.
What it will mean long term for Tiger Woods' career, even his team doesn't seem to know that. Now out of surgery, his rep saying that Woods has serious injuries to his right leg. He underwent orthopedic surgery that included inserting a rod and using screws and pins to stabilize the leg. The injuries are serious, but we're told he is awake and responsive, that he's doing well as he's recovering at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A senior official at the Capitol will testify today that he and others were not told about the possibility of violence before the insurrection of January 6th.
The architect of the Capitol, Brett Blanton, is prepared to tell a House committee he was never approached by then Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund about requesting the National Guard or about any credible threats to the building prior to January 6th. Blanton sits on the four-person board that oversees the Capitol Police, and his testimony seeks to minimize his own responsibility for last month's security failures. The House Appropriations Committee has already approved $30 million for security expenses going forward, and Blanton is expected to testify that additional resources will be needed. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Biden will meet today with lawmakers of both parties, trying to sell them on his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. The charges filed against Rochester police officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude, a mentally ill man who was restrained during an incident last year. Jim Nobles represents the cops.
This is a very difficult and stressful job where these cops are working the overnight shift in a very violent part of the city of Rochester. And, you know, did they do everything perfectly? I don't know. Do they wish they'd done something different? Maybe. But they certainly didn't break the law.
There were protests against the decision last night not to file charges. They remain peaceful. Bruce Springsteen has a court date today stemming from his November drunk driving arrest. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Some parents at Sandridge Junior High in Roy are asking questions after a video surfaced of a librarian reading a book to students last November that contains the N-word.
The school says it has addressed the situation, but some are asking for a written policy to be put in place. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser has the story.
They need to definitely notify the parents and make sure the kids are comfortable.
Ja'Kari Kelly of Black Lives Matter Northern Utah has been in touch with the family who sent her this video showing a librarian reading from the novel Warriors Don't Cry.
And he said, what did you think?
She goes on to use the N-word while quoting one of the book's characters.
And the child was like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this. He raised his hand. He was like, can you not say the N-word? Can you just read past it? And the librarian said, no. If you don't like it, then leave my classroom.
We reached out to the Weber School District. They say the school's administration addressed the situation with the librarian and that she felt really bad about what had occurred. The district doesn't have a written policy on reading aloud the N-word in the classroom and tells KSL usually teachers will not read aloud words or phrases that may be considered offensive to others.
I think it's disturbing that there is not a written policy that this word should not be said. It's a triggering word. It's a traumatizing word.
The district says to rectify the situation, the librarian set up a Zoom Q&A for the class with the novel's author. But Ja'Kari argues that isn't enough, and the family she's in touch with wants to see change that will address the student concerns.
They're feeling dismissed and disrespected, and they're traumatized, and they don't know how to deal with their feelings.
She shared the video on social media in hopes that this can serve as a teaching moment.
By this happening, knowing how upset the public is, it's an opportunity for the school to do it right.
Again, the school district says, quote, as far as we are concerned, the situation has been addressed.
Hmm.
That is KSL TV's Ashley Moser helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19 now. Let's check Triple Team traffic and start with you, Andy.
I'm watching the drive through Salt Lake County. It's been a good one. Roads are dry here from Draper to downtown. Coming out of Tooele, I-80 also clear for now. Got some slowing 6200 south and Bangor Highway in West Jordan, right where we usually see it each day. But otherwise, pretty clean in Salt Lake County. Aubrey?
Well, right now, if you're traveling pretty far north, you're going to see some snow starting right around Willard Bay and going up into Brigham City area. We also have a couple crashes northbound I-15 in that area through Perry and Brigham City. So just watch out for those if you are traveling that way. If you're down a little bit further south from Ogden into downtown, you have dry road conditions and a smooth drive right now, 30 minutes there from Ogden to downtown. Eric?
I-15 looks solid in Utah County, 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also good for northbounders. Just some usual congestion entering Park City on Kearns Boulevard. That's SR-248. For westbounders, expect some slowdowns as you approach the school area, the junior high and high school area, before you get to the center of town. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant's here this morning with your 7-day forecast, brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of clouds, 38 today with some scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, sunshine and 39, and then clouds, 41 on Friday with some scattered snow showers that afternoon. Snow showers more likely on Saturday, the high temperature 38. Partly cloudy on Sunday, we're up to 39. Sunny Monday, 45, and then partly cloudy on Tuesday, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
27 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time now, 7:21.
It's time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. Let's talk about the minimum wage for a little bit. President Biden wants $15 an hour. Senator Romney has proposed $10 an hour. What do you think, Debbie?
Well, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to pit Senator Romney's minimum wage plan against President Biden's minimum wage plan. If you just, you know, crunch the numbers, Amanda, Senator Romney wants minimum wage workers to earn $10,000 a year less than President Biden wants minimum wage workers to make. Look, you can go to Walmart and get a $15 an hour job right now. President Biden's plan calls for $15 an hour. Senator Romney pitched a new plan for $10 an hour. We're going to get into that debate today in the 10 o'clock hour and also taking our listeners' phone calls. We really want our listeners to weigh in on this. In this case, I want to know, will Utah side with their senator or with their president?
Interesting debate. As always, Dave and Dujanovic coming your way at 9 this morning, about 90 minutes away. KSL News Time, 7:22.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Ballard Spahr is a national law firm with offices across the country. Since 1987, its attorneys in Utah have served clients in specialty areas including litigation, labor and employment law, real estate, environmental and governmental affairs, as well as business. Mark Gaylord is here to tell us more.
From coast to coast, Ballard Spahr is invested in the communities where we live and work. Central to our identity is the philosophy that our effort should benefit those who need it most. Our attorneys contribute over 50,000 hours of pro bono service each year on causes ranging from advocacy for equal and fundamental human rights and voting rights, asylum and immigration, to supporting new small businesses and nonprofit organizations. To address systemic inequality, Ballard Spahr is committed to fostering change through our racial justice and equality pro bono litigation initiative. Our lawyers represent media clients to protect the rights of freedom of speech and press and handle election law cases where our very democratic form of government is at stake. Finally, we created our online COVID-19 Resource Center. Updated daily, it provides clients with detailed information to improve workplaces, manage risk, and leverage opportunity, assuring clients emerge stronger than before.
Ballard Spahr has been a vital part of the Salt Lake City legal community for over 35 years. You can learn more by visiting the Ballard Spahr website. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
We're watching Utah's money. The chief financial officer of GameStop is leaving. The announcement comes after the company's meteoric rise in stock value last month and after lawmakers then held a congressional hearing about the trading frenzy.
A San Francisco man paid $400,000 to move his house. Maybe you saw the video of this. It's pretty amazing. The 139-year-old two-story Victorian home rolled six blocks through the streets of San Francisco. It took 4 years and permits from 15 city agencies to save the home from demolition.
Now, I like my house, but I don't know if I like my house that much.
Well, it's actually, I think it was more that it was a part of the city history. And modern development has squashed so many of these beautiful Victorian homes, just leveled them. And he felt strongly enough he was willing to spend that kind of money.
Wow. Working remotely has the advantage of being able to work from almost anywhere in the world, but it could hit your pocketbook when you file your taxes this year. If you choose to work from another state, you'll have to pay taxes in that state, sometimes, not always, plus the state which pays your salary.
You remember the famous story of Peyton Manning. Goose and I were talking about this morning when he made it to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. I think it was his entire Super Bowl pay, or maybe it was the bonus, went to New York State because the game was played in New York. And I can't imagine what the tax nightmares are for, like, jazz basketball players.
Oh, no.
When you're playing in 41 different cities or play 41 road games, you're going to have to pay taxes in those states for the money you made for that one game.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's when you need a good CPA. The Dow Jones Industrials, matter of fact, all of the markets now down again this morning, just ahead of the opening bell, and the NASDAQ taking the worst of it. It's off 0.8% here. Down 105 points. The Dow Jones Industrial is off 61. The S&P is down 9.
We've got some of our weather watchers reporting on the KSL Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, which, by the way, if it's safe for you to do so, you can always give us a report on weather conditions. We appreciate that at 57500. We've got reports of snow in Clearfield, 2 to 3 inches of new snow in Hiram this morning, sardine snow packed with plows out, so we appreciate that, and heavy low clouds and snow squalls around the area in North Ogden. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio.
There are lots of financial advisors with lots of opinions. However, when you eliminate those advisors who aren't fiduciaries, eliminate those who confuse you with financial jargon, eliminate those advisors who say you're not good enough unless you have $500,000 or more to invest, and finally, eliminate those who aren't locally based or conveniently located, that leaves one, Trajan Wealth. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I understand you have choices when it comes to financial services, and I'm here to tell you we will always treat you as the priority. Our fiduciary advisors have hearts of teachers and will explain options in a clear and concise manner. Don't leave your money invested without being certain it's working the hardest for you. Your local, trusted financial fiduciary, Trajan Wealth. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Utah lawmakers are about to make big decisions on your money.
We're going to focus on infrastructure, and then we're also going to do a tax cut.
Over $400 million increases in the budget coming through a pandemic. That's just huge.
The legislature's pulling into its home stretch, so get the latest each morning and go in-depth during the day. Hear breaking alerts when it's your money on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion. More news.
Just want to correct one little thing I said a minute ago. It wasn't New York, it was New Jersey, because that's where the Super Bowl was being played. But they said had Manning lost the game, his bonus would have been $46,000. The tax in New Jersey, $46,844. So it was more than he was making on his bonus.
That's funny.
Just crazy. All right, 729. Let's see how things are going on the roads out there. As we get your triple team traffic, Andy, boy, it looks like two different days when you look Salt Lake County versus Davis and Weber County this morning.
Yeah, it's true. And right now in Salt Lake County, you can enjoy the dry road conditions. I don't know if that's going to last through the morning. It could. It may not. But right now, you're in the good speeds on the freeway between Draper and Salt Salt Lake. It's been okay out of Tooele and coming in along I-80, no problems, but 201's got some slowing near 7200 West in Magna. Right now, that's about it. Aubrey?
Starting to see some snow falling on I-15 in Clearfield and going north from there into Brigham City. You might see a couple crashes in Brigham City, Perry area, northbound I-15. If you're traveling south of that from Layton into downtown, you have a smooth drive, probably about 20 minutes there. Eric?
And a few extra cars on Pioneer Crossing now. If you're heading over to the freeway from Saratoga Springs, Lehigh's Main Street, a little bit busier too, but no major delays in either case. And if you're heading north on Redwood Road up to the county line, that looks good. And I-15, Utah County, no troubles from Provo to Lehigh. From the Durden family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we're not as warm today as we were yesterday. Let's check that forecast with you, Grant.
Highs up to 38 today with a lot of cloud cover. It is going to be a colder day, and get set for some colder temperatures for the next several days. A few scattered snow showers this afternoon, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, but only 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 27 degrees.
Wet roads starting to spread further south into Davis County from the storm. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Eye on the Hill 2021. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Utah lawmakers trying to put the state in charge of gun laws here in Utah, not local leaders, and possibly not even the feds in some situations.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage. Eye on the Hill 2021. Mary?
Amanda, this bill effectively gives the state legislature the final say on all gun laws in Utah, meaning cities or counties cannot create their own rules. It kind of seems to go right at Salt Lake County's order last year requiring background checks at gun shows, so the bill's sponsor says it was not the entire intent. The bill says Utah will not enforce certain federal firearm regulations as well. Democrats worry about the legal repercussions of that, but supporters say this sets up some strong states' rights. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Another Utah bill requiring police to undergo de-escalation training passed the full House and a Senate committee. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our team coverage. Eye on the Hill 2021.
The training focuses on mental health, increased communication, and arrest control. The curriculum will teach officers to slow down a situation and create space when they're confronted with a dangerous situation. The U.S. Department of Justice says citizens base the perception of police officers from their last encounter with one. And having law enforcement agencies which can calmly speak to people in crisis will reduce the incidents typically ending in use of force. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. An analysis by U.S. regulators says Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine is effective in protecting against COVID-19. The report released a short time ago confirmed that overall the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. On Friday, a panel of experts will debate if the evidence is strong enough to recommend the shot be distributed around the country.
The seven Rochester, New York officers who were investigated by the New York State Attorney General for their role in the death of Daniel Prude last March will not face criminal charges.
There are no charges against the seven Rochester, New York police officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude.
We presented the strongest case possible, but today the grand jury decided not to indict any police officer on charges related to Daniel Prude's death.
Prude, an unarmed black man suffering a mental health crisis, died after being in police custody last March.
One recognizes the influence of race.
Police body camera video shows officers in March covering Prude's head with a spit hood, later pinning him to the ground before he stopped breathing. Prude died 7 days later, the medical examiner calling Prude's death a homicide.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos reporting.
A vigil was held last night in Georgia to remember Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man shot and killed 1 year ago while jogging. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, claims police and the suspects engaged in a cover-up. She's now suing for $1 million. Her attorney, Lee Merritt, spoke about the newly filed suit's timing.
She wants the world to know that she's not done fighting for her son, that she's going to have justice criminally and civilly, and it's going to be more than just the terrible men who acted, but everybody who justified and denied her and left her in the dark for so long.
Three men face charges in Arbery's death.
Business ethics professors at BYU say their training is going to a completely new kind of student, Green Beret and Navy SEALs. They say military leaders reached out to them because ethical problems during warfare are similar to the world of business. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Over the past three decades, BYU professor of ethics and leadership Brad Eagle has been asking business leaders what kind of dilemmas they have gone through, and he started to notice a pattern.
97% of all ethical dilemmas that people face in organizational life fall into one of 13 general categories.
Some of those include, what would you do if your supervisor asked you to do something unethical? Eagle says the U.S. Special Operations Command asked him and his co-author to turn their book, The 13 Dilemmas, into a field guide for special forces units.
We replaced all the business stories with their actual special operator stories.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. A bit of a change in the forecast. Yesterday we were in the mid to upper 40s. Today highs aren't expected to get out of the 30s.
Well, after the big time snows last week, we've got some smaller storms moving in. One today will bring in some scattered snow showers mainly afternoon. Very light amounts of accumulation, just dustings at best. The mountains could see a couple of inches out of the scattered snow showers that they will see this afternoon.
Grant says it looks like there are more showers on the way for Friday and Saturday as well. Temperatures should start to climb back into the normal range next week.
Coming up on KSL, it's a big night for the Jazz as the Los Angeles Lakers come to town.
And triple team traffic.
Speeds on I-15 have been good despite some wet conditions in Clearfield, Roy, and Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 735.
Get the facts from Tim and Amanda and analysis from Boyd Matheson at 11. 61% of voters want Biden to get to some common ground. Hard to get to 61 on anything in the country right now. Utah's Morning Companions for news on KSL News Radio.
Hi, Doug Ryden. Time is rapidly running out on this amazing deal from my friends at Intellibed. They kind of put this together for Valentine's and President's Day, but the deal goes on through March 1st, and this is what you get. A free luxury adjustable base valued up to $1,800 with the purchase of your king or queen Intellibed. This is the time to act, and the time is running short. Before we hit March 1st, you want to make sure that you've taken advantage of this incredible deal. And only Intellibed has that revolutionary gel matrix that is both firm and soft at the same time, giving you that maximum back support and spinal alignment, and it reduces the pressure points, cuts down on the tossing and turning. Get into the Intellibed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale. Of course, you can lock down this deal, too, at Intellibed.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
Right now, there are tens of thousands of Utahns who would try to become teachers if we could change just one thing, teacher pay. You heard right, tens of thousands. Obviously, we don't need them all to become teachers, but Utah's in a teacher shortage, and that means we need all the help we can get. If even just 2% were to become teachers, we'd fix our shortage for good. 10%, and we'd change education forever. Imagine if becoming a teacher was more competitive than becoming a doctor. Think about what that would mean for your kids' education. If the teacher shortage wasn't reason enough to improve compensation, there are lots of others too, like the fact that teacher salaries haven't really kept up with inflation, or the fact that it's hard to convince kids that we value education when they can clearly see that teachers are underpaid. Utah needs more great teachers, and we know exactly how to get them. If you're wondering what teacher pay should look like and how we can afford it, visit envisionutah.org to check out the Vision for Teacher Excellence. That's envisionutah.org. Because today's education is everyone's future.
Quick look at Utah's money after the opening bell here. Your money at this moment, everything down. The Dow is off 103 points. That's 0.3%. The S&P is off by 18. That's almost 0.5%. The NASDAQ continues its slide. It's down almost a full percentage point or 120 points this hour. More coming up on Utah's Morning News at 7:55.
The Jazz Lakers Showdown.
It's a battle of the two best teams in the NBA tonight as the L.A. Lakers travel to Salt Lake to take on the Jazz. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is near the Vivint Arena and joins us live. John?
Yeah, Amanda, with the Lakers' loss on Monday, it's actually now a battle between numbers 1 and 3 in the Western Conference, tip coming at 8 o'clock tonight. The Lakers have lost 3 of their last 4, while the last time we saw the Jazz in action, they were overwhelming the Hornets with just a barrage of three-pointers, setting the franchise record with 28 made from long range. The Jazz also got some good, if not expected, news yesterday that both Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert will be named as All-Stars in the Western Conference. It's now the second straight year for both those guys. Missing the cut, though, was Mike Conley, although he could still be named as the replacement for injured big man Anthony Davis. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
And for the first time this season, NBA fans in New York were allowed to attend a game. A couple thousand Knicks and Nets fans celebrated the move.
Basketball fans doing something they haven't done in nearly 1 year.
I feel like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory when I got the golden ticket.
It's amazing.
We're so excited.
Yeah, so excited. Watching the Knicks play. I'm just happy to be back.
Two arenas in New York reopening at 10% capacity.
Look at that, pulling out Willy Wonka on it. ABC's Megan Tavrizian reporting.
KSL News Time 7:39, Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
And right now, traffic on the freeway in Salt Lake County still rolling along, whether you're on I-15, on I-215, on the loop from the airport around the south end, or whether you're coming out of Tooele County on I-80. Bangor starting to slow a bit near the construction 104th, and then again up near the 201 freeway. Aubrey?
Well, starting to see that snow starting right around Clearfield and heading north. We do still have a crash up in the Perry Brigham City area. It's on either side of northbound I-15, so just watch out for that there. And also, if you're traveling Highway 89 between Fruit Heights and Layton, you're going to see a few pockets of slowing around the stoplights there. Eric?
The major feeders to the freeway in Utah County looking good from Highway 6 and Spanish Fork. The Orem entrance points also in great shape, as is Timpanogos Highway for folks out of Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine. If you get over to the freeway, you're really not going to have any problems moving north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. No accidents or delays and dry roads at the moment. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit CypressCU.com. Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
Graham Wayman's back now with your air quality report, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Air quality ought to be in good shape. We're kind of past the peak of the smog season. Tends to end around Valentine's Day. Been getting some pretty good air days lately, and with some weak storms coming in today, another one on Friday, should continue to see some good air quality. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 27 downtown.
There's a FEMA vaccination site in Brooklyn where they bring people in on buses to get them vaccinated. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has the story for us coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
And, of course, we'll be right here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along with Tim and Amanda this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. You know, if you were looking at the 2020 Honda Ridgeline but did not buy, it might be time to go back. No, I know it's time to go back and take a look at the 2021 version of the Honda Ridgeline. It is no doubt Honda's most rugged and toughest truck yet. And, Amanda, it comes with a 5-star safety rating from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I saw a gold, not a gold one, a black one with gold wheels.
Wow.
That was just so good looking. And I thought, wow. And the front of it is completely different. People who drive trucks and are used to driving trucks will love this truck. But people who are not used to driving trucks will get inside and think, I've got all the creature comforts I love on the inside of this truck. I feel so comfortable in here. I've got the heated seats and the wireless phone charger and all the adjustments. And I've got everything on the inside that a Honda has. But I've got all these things that are specific to the Honda Ridgeline. Tell them about some of that stuff, Tim.
Well, and even though the front end looks a little different, you'll be happy to know under the hood, still 280 horsepower with a V6 direct injected engine and a 9-speed automatic transmission. And for those that you brought it up, for those that are not truck drivers or don't like the ride of a truck, you're going to love the independent front and rear suspension to ensure better handling of this 2021 Honda Ridgeline.
Because the more you compare, the more you know. It is time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Time for new glasses? Shopko Optical is offering 40% off lenses with any frame purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule your eye exam and for offer details and limitations.
In 2020, Motorsportsland helped a record number of individuals and families get away to their RV adventures. RVs are perfect if you're looking for an escape from the madness, private travel accommodations, social distancing in style, or just good old exploration of the great outdoors. Last year, with record demand and delays in manufacturing, most of the country saw a huge shortage of RV inventory. Industry analysts are forecasting this year to continue that same trend, but right now, Motorsportsland has hundreds of RVs in stock and ready for your next adventure. With record sales already here, this selection won't last long. Sadly, the 2021 Spring RV Show is canceled, but we still have special show offers and financing options to save you thousands through this entire week. Don't spend the rest of the year stuck at home. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
You've heard me talk about all sorts of products on the radio, from car sales to tires to travel, but I gotta tell you, nothing has affected my life like Sound Sleep Medical. For quite a while, my snoring has been a bone of contention with my wife. I've tried the CPAP, I've tried the mouthpiece that says you'll sleep happy with a strap across your tongue. Not fun. Then Sound Sleep Medical entered my life, and boy, what a difference. Listen, if you snore at night, it's not just annoying the other person in bed. The health problems are tremendous. Sound Sleep Medical's little oral appliance is the coolest thing since sliced bread. A similar look to bleaching trays. They're fitted to you personally by a dentist. No boil and bite. Frankly, I have a hard time sleeping without it, and you can take it anywhere. For a limited time, Sound Sleep Medical is offering free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers, and this is done at home, normally at $200 value. Just give Sound Sleep Medical a call, 801-657-4529, 801-657-4529, and stop the snore. Call 801-657-4529.
Today's a great day to download the KSL News Radio app. Of course, any day's a good day to do that. It is powered by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, some Utah lawmakers are pushing a bill that gives the state the final say on gun rules, not city governments.
Second, business professors at BYU were asked by the military to create an ethics program for Special Forces members. The manual is designed to help Green Berets and Navy SEALs make split-second decisions.
Third, with the latest on that drive-in this morning, here's Andy.
I-15 beginning to slow now south from I-84 into Roy because of the snowy conditions. Got a few city streets scattered problems in Salt Lake County, delays I should say, but not much on the freeways, Salt Lake or Utah counties. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds, a few snow showers this afternoon, up to 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
27 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Tiger Woods is out of surgery, but his recovery will take a long time. His right leg said to have been shattered in that one car crash yesterday in Los Angeles County. They are investigating the crash, figuring out what happened leading up to it. A year after the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in coastal Georgia, his mother has filed a $1 million lawsuit against local police and county prosecutors, accusing them of trying to cover up for the three white men accused in Arbery's death. Hearings continue today on Capitol Hill and security failures leading up to the riots. Some police officials expected to testify. They were not told. Violence was a possibility that day. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. So far, at least 44 million Americans have received COVID-19 vaccines. And with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine expected to receive approval soon, that could jump to 240 million vaccines given by the end of March.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim is at a FEMA vaccination site in Brooklyn, where they're hoping to give out about 3,000 vaccines a day using faith groups and buses to get people to the site.
This morning, U.S. vaccine supply is getting a major boost. Manufacturers now doubling the rate of production, telling Congress they're on track to deliver 600 million doses, enough to vaccinate every U.S. adult by July.
We currently are on track to deliver the first 100 million doses of the vaccine by the end of March.
We anticipate that that will get up to 13 million doses a week by the end of March.
Now, Johnson & Johnson on the verge of becoming the third vaccine to receive emergency use authorization, releasing details of its initial rollout, saying it's ready to deliver 20 million doses of its one-dose vaccine by the end of March. Authorization could come as early as Friday.
We're prepared to ship immediately upon emergency use authorization. Nearly 4 million doses of our vaccine.
The single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine was found to be 85% effective in clinical trials for preventing severe illness and claims to be 100% effective at preventing deaths, even against the highly contagious South African variant. All three vaccines help the body develop immunity to the virus that causes COVID-19 without having to get the illness. But there are differences. Unlike its two-dose counterparts, the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't need to be frozen for shipping or long-term storage. It's known as a viral vector vaccine. It uses a non-replicating version of a harmless common cold as a vector, a carrier to deliver instructions through genetic material that prompts your body to mount immune system defenses.
Viral vector vaccine, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
Say that 10 times fast. Viral vector vaccine.
We're all learning way more than we ever wanted to know about this stuff. They had originally said they could get 10 million doses of the vaccine out by the end of February, and here we are a couple of days away. But, you know, the FDA approval has taken a little longer, I think, than they expected. So still saying 4 million by the end of the month and 20 million doses by the end of March. And shortly after that announcement this morning, our governor, Spencer Cox, tweeted out that you have to remember, since this is a one-dose vaccine, that's the equivalent of 40 million doses of either the Pfizer or the Moderna. So it's all good news.
Right. All good news. That's what I take away from this. All good news.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. And at 749, Triple Team Traffic. It's winter up north and looks, well, like a regular day here
like
in
spring
Salt Lake
down
County.
In Draper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've actually got the sun out on the freeway down around 130 South Bangor in that stretch. Although you do have some delay on Bangor approaching I-15. That's typical for this time of the morning, and some busy traffic in both directions. It looks like on 700 East going up between 90th South and 7800 South. Looking on the west side of the valley, Bangor heavy through West Valley, but not the typical delay we'd normally see through there. Aubrey?
Well, you're going to see some southbound and a little bit of northbound delays on I-15 between Riverdale area and into Sunset Clearfield area due to the snow there. After that, your freeway speeds pick back up into downtown Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway and Highway 89 in Davis County, they're looking pretty good right now. Eric?
Can't complain about the drive in Utah County. I-15 looking good from Provo and Lehigh up through American Fork, Provo to Lehigh. That also area includes American Fork. If you're heading over to the freeway, no problems on the feeders. Redwood Road in good shape, too. If you're going out to the mountains, I-80 through Parley's Canyon, right now we don't have any obstructions to your drive going out to Park City this morning. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant has the 7-day forecast brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of clouds, 38 today with some scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, sunshine and 39, and then clouds 41 on Friday with some scattered snow showers that afternoon. Snow showers more likely on Saturday, the high temperature 38. Partly cloudy on Sunday, we're up to 39. Sunny Monday, 45, and then partly cloudy on Tuesday, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 27 degrees.
Working freelance for a good number of years and filing my taxes and doing all that kind of work, essentially ignoring it for many, many years, it was, in terms of knowing where to start, it was an intimidating process.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Having worked until I got a job where I was making a lot of money, and then from there I felt like I was kind of stuck.
If last year wasn't tough enough, understand the IRS can make this year even worse.
After years and years of that, I just had this feeling that it was time to take care of it. And that's when I found Jordan Wilcox.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
It feels good to do the right thing.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Time for our morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. You can hear more on your way home this afternoon from 3 to 6. Brought to you by, 3 to 7 actually, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, AnyHourServices.com.
Thanks to the rocket scientists at NASA, this week Mars became more interesting and at the same time, a whole lot less interesting. Our whole lives, we've chuckled and mused about Martians. You know, green people with antenna ears. Well, lo and behold, when we finally get there, it's nothing but blowing dust and rocks.
6 kilometers from.
We know this because of the absolutely spellbinding HD video of the landing. If you haven't seen it, Google it, find it, watch it. But you don't have to listen to it.
Touchdown confirmed. Safely.
See, Perseverance had microphones on board recording the landing, and it's a huge disappointment. We were all hoping the Martians would be there with a marching band. But instead, it sounded like this. Muffled wind. Sound is very boring on Mars because the atmosphere is so thin. According to a NASA webpage, a bicycle bell would sound like this on the Martian surface. All high-pitched sounds evaporate. NASA has a page where you can record your own words to see how you'd sound on Mars, so I recorded this. And of course, what else are you supposed to say? I come in peace. Take me to your leader. NASA says on Mars, I'd sound like this.
I come in peace. Take me to your leader.
Ick. Now, according to my upbringing, on the Red Planet, we are all supposed to sound like Marvin Martian from the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I've got to get back to the Earth.
The Earth? Oh, the Earth will be gone in just a few seconds.
Sadly, NASA says on Mars, even Marvin Martian would sound boring.
Oh, the Earth will be gone.
It'd probably still be cool to go to Mars, but music lovers, you might as well leave your earbuds back on Earth.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Put me down for hoping for the Martian marching band. That would be great. All right, watching Utah's money, a new partnership between Ogden and Personal Finance Company is helping government workers and educators with funding, down payments to buy a home, landed funds up to $120,000 per household in the form of equity investments to help buyers reach a 20% down payment.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. Right now, the Dow is down 61 points. That's 0.2%. We're at 31,475. The S&P is off 11. That's 0.3. And the NASDAQ is down 92.8. And that's 0.7%.
Time this morning for Cougar Tracks, brought to you by Economics Partners. Here's KSLSports.com BYU insider Mitch Harper.
For the first time this season, BYU will have fans in attendance at the Marriott Center. BYU basketball will permit less than 2,000 fans to attend this week's games against San Francisco and St. Mary's. BYU head coach Mark Pope is excited to have Cougar fans back in the arena.
Trusting our medical staff and our medical team, I think it's a really, really positive thing. You know, especially with the progress we've made in the state of Utah in terms of cases decreasing. I just think it's a positive thing that we're actively trying to find and aggressively trying to find the safest ways to take little limited steps back.
A limited number of student tickets go on sale today, with the remaining ticket allotment going to fans who had season tickets last year based on their Cougar Club status. For more on this story and the latest with BYU Hoops, download the KSL Sports app today. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Cougar Tracks brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs! As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Transgender students in Utah.
They're just trying to stay alive. You know, there's a reason none of them are playing sports.
How do we make competition fair? And how do we show compassion?
I also want to look at the emotional support that kids need. And sports is where kids get a connection.
Yes, both sides have a good argument.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Which means it's probably perfect for compromise.
A complex issue unwinds for Utah kids this week. Listen 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News time now is 7:59. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
And right now I'm watching I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley. The sun's not out anymore over Bankator Highway, but you still got good road conditions throughout Salt Lake County. The only delay I'm seeing right now to any extent is 56 West, which is slow from 3100 South to the 201 freeway. Aubrey?
Well, the snow's slowly moving further south right now. I'm starting to see it inching its way into Layton. You're going to see slowdowns from Riverdale into Layton area due to the snow there on I-15. If you're on Highway 89 up further north, like in the South Ogden area, you're going to see a little bit of slowing right around I-84. Eric?
A little bit more activity, Timpanogos Highway, if you're out in the Highland Cedar Hills heading over to the freeway this morning. But once you're there, I-15 looks solid. Northbound from Payton all the way to Point of the Mountain. The winter clearance is back at Mr. Mack. Save big on single pantsuits.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.